This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Sorry, I just made myself laugh. You can find us, I'll tell you in a second. You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Here's what I imagine. You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And I have a cough drop.
Why?
I don't know why it made me laugh. It just made me laugh. You ever just like laughed quietly to yourself?
Yeah, I guess I did. I thought of something silly and then I didn't say
it. That was it. I just thought I laughed at it.
What is my line? What is my line? I can't do it if the rhythm gets thrown off.
Sorry.
Oh, we want to help you guys keep the conversation. No, we want you guys to help us keep the conversation moving forward. You can do that by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. We're going to leave a couple of links right there in the description so you can do just that.
It was so fast.
I know, dude. I could say it 10 times faster if I wanted to. I just don't want to right now.
I could say it 10 times faster.
Yeah, I can say it 50 times faster.
Okay, we've gotten silly.
Happy Friday, my friend. I saw a TikTok today that I wanted to share with you because I have never felt something so deep in my soul.
Oh, okay.
It's sort of a gripe vine.
Sure.
But it's not a full-on gripe vine. It's just something that was so relatable. When you're at a group with people and you're not, and someone says thank you to the host before you get to say thank you, and then you're like, thank you.
That's
it
the
makes
worst.
You feel like
trash.
You feel like trash. Watch this video. Watch this video here.
Thank you.
I love this girl. I think she's.
Yes. Thank you.
Look.
God. Stupid. Why didn't I say that first? We just sat down. I haven't been able to process anything.
She's like justifying it.
Mr.
Wow,
Eager Pants
so
over here.
Me, dude. Congrats. Wow, everyone here is so proud of you.
I'm not. Ugh. It's okay.
Well, it looks like I just said thank you because you said thank you.
Yeah.
But it doesn't count now, doesn't it?
Right.
I'm thankful, but it doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Nice meal. I need to do some self-reflection. I need some time off.
All right, you can stop it. You can stop it. I think her language gets a little bit
I don't like the person
this.
That I am right now.
I don't like the person that I am right now.
I have 100% felt that, though. Like, somebody says, hey, thank you for lunch. And I'm like,
yep.
Yes, thank you so much for lunch because I am also grateful. And I meant to tell you thank you already, but I haven't done so. But now I look like a chump.
Dr. Shah takes us out to lunch maybe twice a week. We'll go out every Tuesday as a staff. And then sometimes on Sunday after a big service or something, he's like, hey, let's all go out and eat Mexican food. We'll all go out. And I don't want to call nobody out. sometimes it's you, because I know you don't want to be the person who's hearing someone else say, hey, thank you for lunch, Dr. Shaw. And then you got to be like, yes, hey, thank you. Yes.
And also thank you for me.
Yeah. So sometimes you race to do it. But there's a person in this room who is the world's worst about, like, they will bulldoze anybody down to be able to say thank you first. And it's David. He will rush. He will push people out of the way. He will knock children over to be the first to tell, hey, hey, thank you. Thank you for lunch. And then everyone else is like, yes, Dr. Shaw, thank you. But now we all have to feel like we're subservient to him.
Terrible because people.
And he does it. He does it. I've seen him move, knock old ladies down to get Dr. Shaw to say thank you
Walker
for lunch. Hey,
downstairs.
I just wanted to say I'm grateful for lunch. And these plebeians over here, they're not grateful.
Right.
No, they may not be.
They
I don't
might
know.
Not be.
But I know
but
they're not. They're not grateful enough to say it first. And you know you do that, don't you, Dave? You're very you're well aware that you do it. You're not gonna say anything. Nick, have you ever seen David do that?
I think I just saw David shrug with his eyes.
He's like, yeah, he knows David does it. It happens, man. It happens.
It happens.
But the thing is, it's a very relatable thing because you always want to be. You always
and you shouldn't feel bad about it because you're still saying thank you and you know yourself. You know you're genuinely grateful, but it feels like
one person. It does feel like one person gets to say thank you. And if they hadn't said it, I never would have. If they hadn't said thank you, I would have been like, hey, not only am I not grateful for this meal, but don't ever pull a stunt like this again. Like that's
how dare you say thank you for it? And here's the thing. Someone has to say it first.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Gotta be someone unless we all synchronize 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Like, we're not going to do that.
And then Dr. Shaw's like, never do that
Please
again.
Please don't ever do that again.
I'd rather you not thank me.
Right.
I'm gonna talk to him about it when he gets in here.
Write in and let us know if you've ever experienced, what do we call this?
Like
thank you shaming?
Thank you shaming.
Thank you shaming.
That's exactly what it is.
Thank you shaming. Write in and let us know. 252-582-5028.
It's like your gratefulness doesn't count because you didn't say it first.
Yes. Unfortunately, your gratitude is now
invalid.
Where
does that come from?
Social construct? I don't know.
Before we go, the secret word of the day, appreciable.
All right.
Appreciable. It's my word. Today's my day.
This feels unfair.
Why?
Because I had intransigent yesterday.
Appreciable is not.
Appreciable?
Who's ever said appreciable?
You can absolutely work appreciable. What does appreciable mean?
Appreciable is large or important enough to be perceived or measured. So like this is not.
Okay, that's actually not what I thought of.
No. Yeah. I thought it meant like, oh, I'm able to appreciate this.
Yeah.
Like
able to be appreciated.
But yes, but appreciable means it's big enough to notice. It's not, what is the word?
Not inconspicuous. It's not.
No, it's not. Minuscule, yeah, but there's a word that I'm looking for. It's not insignificant.
Okay,
yeah, this is not insignificant.
Right.
It's appreciable.
That's actually a little tougher.
So I'm gonna try to work that in. The way the secret word game works is if Dr. Shaw thinks that I might have said the secret word, he's gonna buzz in with a sound that sounds like this right here, and I'm gonna be publicly shamed on the show. But if I get it, I get the grunt birthday party. Hey, I love that. Happy Friday to me.
That's right.
Appreciable.
Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Hello, Clearview family. I'm Nicole.
And I'm David.
And we want to talk to you today about the Clearview app.
You know, there are so many churches out there that put their sermons on YouTube and their announcements on Facebook and their prayer list on Periscope.
I didn't even know Periscope was still functional.
Oh, it's not. And that's why nobody can find their church's prayer list and nobody's prayers be getting answered. But here at Clearview, we believe in making our content as accessible as possible.
That's right. Clearview produces so much content every single week, including Dr. Shaw's sermons, original music, a full online store, weekly prayer gatherings, and so much more.
Not to mention the number one best-selling Christian talk show of all time.
I don't know if that's accurate.
Well, maybe not yet, but that's why we want people to download the app.
If you're listening from the Triangle area, we encourage you to check out Clearview Church in person. But if not, you can still follow all of our content on the Clearview app. It's 100% free on the Apple Store and Google Play Store. And best of all of our content is right there in one convenient spot.
Make sure you download the Clearview app today, and let's get back to the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shaw, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right, and we're here in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shaw, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shaw, I want to set up the scenario for you, and you tell me if this has ever happened to you.
Okay.
Have you ever been out to dinner with someone who is like, he's like, hey, we're going to all go out to dinner, and I'm paying for everybody? and someone says, thank you for dinner or thank you for this experience, whatever, before you get to. And if you're not the first person to say thank you, it feels like now if I go say thank you, it looks like I'm only doing it because you did.
Well, I'm no longer in that position where I'm thanking people.
Right, right.
But I see you guys sometimes and like, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Like someone's always, I'm not going to say who, but someone's always like, hey, thank you for lunch. And everybody else is like, oh, yeah, thank you. But now it's like, I look ungrateful now. Yeah. that girl.
I'm grateful. And maybe I was going to say thank you. I just was not the first
one. Were you really?
Right.
Yeah. Were you?
Now we'll never know.
It's like he pulls you aside. It's like, hey, Ryan, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
You have a quick second? Earlier in there when, David said thank you first.
Right.
You kind of like rushed to say it, but like in my heart, I felt like you weren't really grateful.
No, I really was. I know, but I didn't want it to seem like I was.
But now you can never affirm that. You know what I'm saying? You can never really affirm that.
Okay.
So anyway, just. You got to work on being grateful.
Just take initiative.
Yeah, this is the girl we were talking about. We already played it once.
Okay. I would like to hear it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you for this so much.
You
so
are
good.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
God. Stupid. Why didn't I say that first?
Just so I haven't been able to process.
She starts like justifying it.
Your pants over here. Thank you.
Wow, you're so much better than me, dude. Congrats. Yes. Wow, everyone here's so proud of you.
Did that ever happen to you, Dr. Shaw?
Not like that.
But I am thankful. But it doesn't count now. It doesn't even matter. I'm not hungry anymore. I don't deserve a nice meal. I need to do some stuff.
You may want to cut it here because her language gets a little bit bad towards the end.
She's funny.
Yeah.
Very funny. And that's so relatable because I feel that too, where like you almost feel ashamed when you're the follow up. You're like, yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Here's the thing, what you can do.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Here's what you can
you're
do.
Not, you're
here's what you can do. Have kids and be like, hey, can you go tell Dr. Shaw thank you for lunch? And then it's like, okay, you may have been first to jump on the train, but I'm being the good parent.
I'm instructing gratitude.
Mm-hmm. I'm facilitating a culture.
Your kids usually just come and back up into me.
Yeah, they do. I don't know why. Because they know that that's not how hugs work anymore, but it's like a pattern now. It's like a habit where they'll go, I'm like, hey, go give Dr. Shaw hugs. And they'll go, and then they turn around and then back up into the hug.
I'm like, I don't know. Hey, buddy.
That was cute when you were like two, but you're almost four. Why are you still doing that?
That's funny.
The verse of the day today is coming to us from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight.
Dr. Shaw, I feel like there's some dishonest scales happening in our country today.
That is a fact.
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's not just hearsay or, I kind of feel like this.
It's mislabeling, misjudging, purposely maligning people is the order of the day.
Yeah. That's right. It used to be where, justice, that was something that was to be strove for. That was something to be chased after.
Yes.
You want to do everything you can to lead in an honorable and an integral a way of integrity. And it doesn't seem like that's really the way anymore. It doesn't seem like people really value that.
Yeah. Nowadays is very interesting because if I can take this one step further,
please.
Which is if I'm doing something wrong, I'm going to jump ahead and tell you that you're doing that thing wrong.
Yeah.
It's not even like misjudging. It's like taking a label off of me and putting it on you.
Putting it right on you.
And then saying you are this person and that person. And then the other person said, I'm not. It's really you. See, this is how it works. If I can say it, that's a liberal way of doing things.
It really is. Right now. And speaking of that, we wanted to talk about something that I think people have been talking about for a couple of weeks now, but it's happening more and more and more. We weren't going to talk about it when it first happened, but then it just kept happening. And it was interview after interview of Vice President Kamala Harris. Just sort of, I would say, butchering every single interview she's been part of.
Yeah.
Of course, the one with Brett Barr. I think we did actually mention it briefly.
I think we did.
Do you want to just play this clip? This is the one that everybody has been kind
it's
of tearing
cringy.
Apart.
It's very cringy.
Mm-hmm. Exhausted of Brett.
More than 70% of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. 79%
of people.
If it's on the wrong track, that track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
Can you imagine, Dr. Shaw, a worse answer? If someone came to you, like seriously, if someone came to you, I mean, no one would do that here. But if someone came to you and said, listen, 79% of the church says that this is we're going the wrong way.
Well, here's let me give an illustration.
You go for it.
I'm driving down the road, and I hit somebody. All right, and so the police officer or the state trooper comes over and says, "Hey, so I got to write you a ticket because you know you hit this person, but you don't understand."
Ryan was the one asking to drive.
Right. No, not even that.
Oh, what is?
You see that person over there on the sidewalk?
Yeah,
they've been walking.
No,
right. They've been walking, and you need to take that into consideration.
I was genuinely floored when she said that. Listen to what Brett Barsh said, because she tries to play like I think she knows it's a bad answer. Listen to how she tries to get out of it.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Madam
you
Vice
and I
President.
Both know what I'm talking about.
What is
you
that?
And I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that over the last decade, people have become.
Power.
But listen. Over the last decade, it is clear to me, and certainly the Republicans who are on stage with me.
Dr. Shah, dude, you got to understand.
You know what I'm talking about.
You
no,
know,
I actually don't.
No, listen.
What she forgot there is that she was not among the group that has created this narrative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The narrative is it's all his fault, but you have you're the one in the driver's seat. Right. But we're going to pin it on him. So here sits Brett Barr and says, no, but you're in the driver's seat.
Right.
That she was not expecting that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're so used to this narrative, this spin machine that they think everybody's in on this. All agree on this narrative.
Yeah, they're in an echo chamber where they're all saying the same things. They're all agreeing with each other. And I think you're exactly right. She was so unused to that. She didn't know what to do. So she tried to play like he was actually in her camp. She tried to gaslight him on his own show.
You know, come stick with the narrative. And he's like,
no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. He's like, I love that answer. He was like, I don't know what you're talking about. imagine asking the Vice President of the United States. Imagine having to ask her, what are you talking about?
Yeah. What do you mean
when
you
say
that?
It's very sad.
It really is. So everyone took that interview. Everyone was tearing apart. She did it again.
Oh.
She did it again on another interview with Anderson, as my mom would say, with Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, by the way, Anderson Cooper is not known for conservative views.
No.
He's definitely not on the side of Republicans.
No,
so,
not
so
at
this
all.
This is CNN, by the way.
Yes.
All right.
I may not be quick to have the answer as soon as you ask it about a specific policy issue sometimes, because I'm going to want to research it. I'm going to want to study it. I'm kind of a nerd sometimes, I confess.
Is a border
Nobody
wall
laughs.
Stupid?
Well, let's talk about Donald Trump and that border wall.
Why?
So remember, Donald Trump said Mexico would pay for it?
Wait. What? The question that Anderson Cooper is asking is about the border wall.
Yeah, is it stupid?
But this is a person who has been trained to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Bring up Donald Trump and attack him.
Mm-hmm.
But even there, it is done so poorly.
Yeah.
At least begin by saying, okay, our system is broken. Well, yeah, you're in the power. What have you done? Well, I mean, she's going to come up with several things to say. Well, you know, I'm in power, but I'm not the president, but I'm trying to do this and I'm nothing. It's just like, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's like
she
it's
did
very
it
clear that there is a script.
And it might 100%. And it feels like she was like, OK, this didn't work with Brett Barr, but certainly it's going to work with Anderson Cooper.
Double down. And I'm going to try it again.
Because he's actually in the echo chamber.
Right.
So I'm not even going to try for no subtlety. It's like, is a border wall stupid? Great question, Anderson. Let's actually do that. Let's talk about Donald Trump. What?
I'm sorry. What?
It's interesting. By the way, Washington Post came out today and said, we're not endorsing any candidate anymore.
That's bad.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, okay. So sometimes some of these media people should not do this, but they will either support, like, you know, Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or, you know, whoever. But this time, it's like, we're not supporting. And it's not because all of a sudden they have journalistic integrity.
Right,
it's just that they're like,
what can we do?
What can we do here?
This is
going to be bad.
Yeah. They're like, we're messed up either way, dude. Either way.
I think it's funny. I think it's sad. All right. Is there any more?
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Oh, boy.
They didn't. How much of that wall did he build? I think the last number I saw is about 2%. And then when it came time for him to do a photo op, you know where he did it?
in the part of the wall that President Obama built.
But you're agreeing to a bill that would earmark $650 million to continue building that wall.
Oh, my goodness, Anderson.
That I am going to bring forward that bipartisan bill to further strengthen and secure our border. Yes, I am. But, and I'm going to work across the aisle to pass a comprehensive bill that deals with a broken immigration system. I think Jackson's question,
part of it,
was...
Can I go and tell you that the immigration system has been broken for 300, 400 years? What is your point, lady?
Dude, it's really bad at the for those who are listening on the radio. The caption is, wow, Kamala bombed it last night. CNN town hall, that, and even CNN couldn't lie about how bad she did. Like, if Anderson Cooper's not on your side as a Democrat.
For 400 years, the immigration system has been broken. It's people have been coming here who just, you know, were not supposed to be. Here's the thing. There will always be illegal aliens. Mm. There will always be people who will sneak across, okay? Mm. That happens. Why? Because they want a good life for their family.
Right.
As an immigrant, I came the right channel, but I also understand when somebody is so desperate that they will say, go ahead and arrest me, do whatever. It's better being arrested here than to have to live under the conditions that I'm living under. My children are hungry, no jobs, gangs and drugs and are killing us.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get in a little rowboat and come here. I'm going to jump over the fence or do whatever. I get it. This is what makes America very special.
Right.
You know, I think it was one of those British prime ministers. Was it Tony Blair who said that? He said, you know, the question is the wall being built to keep people in or keep people out?
True.
That says a lot about the American people.
Yeah. That's true. I think we saw that in the Cold War when you know, Germany had to build a wall to keep its people in.
Right.
And I think one of the presidents might have said that. I can't remember who was president at the time, but they said that, you know, look, we got our faults. You know, America's got its problems, but never once have we had to prevent people from leaving. Have we ever kept people and say, you're not going
That's
nowhere.
That's the mark of a great country, is that more people want to get in than out.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So we understand that. The problem that's happened over the past 4 years is the massive influx of people who have dangerous background, coming from countries that are at odds with America, coming with ill intent, coming and doing crime here. See, that changes everything. It's no longer just that illegal aliens or people have crossed the border illegally and they're here working. Yes, okay, we know that, but they're coming here to have the American way, American life. They're probably, some of them are more patriotic than some of these people.
I believe it. I believe it 100%.
They just want a job. They just want to eat. They want to, and some of the hardest workers you'll ever know.
Yeah.
But what's happened over the 4 years is terrorist groups have come in here. Mm-hmm. I mean, all you got to do is read the report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless you say all the report coming from, you know, the immigration department are false, then I mean, there's a whole different problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They themselves are admitting that there are millions of people pouring in from China.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I feel like, and maybe this is just because I'm reaching the point in my life where I'm more aware or I care more about these things, but I feel like there is a massive number of people who are in politics, who are in power, who genuinely don't care about America or want to dismantle what our country is.
Is that
new, or has that always been there?
It's been coming for the past 40, 50 some years.
Was that a word there?
No, there's no word. I was thinking of how to work my word in.
You need to stop smiling because I can see it.
I can't do it.
It's been coming for about 40, 50 years. Mm. It comes from what's known as anti-colonialization, anti-colonial views. But here's the thing about this perspective, which is for the past 300, 400 years, different European countries built their colonies in Asia, in Africa, in South America. And they took advantage of the, as they call them, the indigenous people to build their empire, to build Europe. And look how successful they are. Look how they hold patents on everything. Mm-hmm. And they're just raking in all the profits. I mean, they're just sitting back and just taking it all in. So we have to equalize that. Mm-hmm. That's the philosophy behind this. I get it. I get what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. The problem is yes, that did happen, and it was horrible. It was terrible. It is. It's not something that we can ever justify. Mm-hmm. That's the word I was looking for. Justify. It cannot be justified. It was terrible. But it was at a certain point in history. What they're doing today is they're trying to punish people today mm-hmm. for crimes that were committed by people 300 years ago.
Yeah.
How is that justifiable?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, where are you colonizing? Mm-hmm. Where are you colonizing? Where are you colonizing? Nobody's colonizing anything anywhere. You're just trying to survive. You're trying to get an education, build a life, build a family, mm-hmm. exist, survive, do better for your life. You know, that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
So I get the movement against this colonization that happened, European colonization. I get it. It was not good. Let that be a lesson for the future. Mm. But if you're going to try to now go back and remove all that, all you're going to do is you're going to punish people mm-hmm. who were just as innocent as those people that those colonizers went.
Yeah, true.
And subjugated.
That's true. You know, one of the things that I think is that when I listen to her rhetoric and when I listen to really any liberal rhetoric, there doesn't seem to be an actual plan in place. Right. It feels like the goal is to get in office.
Yeah.
And then we'll kind of figure it out as it goes through. At least when I listen to Donald Trump speak, I at least feel like there's a plan in place. You mm-hmm. know, it may be appreciable. It may be vague, but there's a plan that's there.
Don't do it. No. I can't get it. Dude.
Your eyes betray you.
Every time. Your eyes betray you.
He's like this.
I can't do that.
Appreciable.
This may be the last episode with the secret word.
Y'all have to learn to trick me.
Yeah, I'm trying. I can't.
And
do
don't
it.
Pick words that are so deep.
It's in the app. It's in the app.
Oh, yeah. Is it in the app?
Yeah, yeah. I use the app.
They're all words that they're just. You're not going to encounter them in everyday vocabulary.
We're going to have to lower the threshold.
Yeah, we may need to dumb down the secret words. But I genuinely, I'm not just saying this because I'm a Republican or conservative or any of that. I feel like Donald Trump has a plan.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that no matter what they say, no matter how much they him and Hall, I just don't feel like there's ever any plan.
If I can talk one more minute
about
this whole colonization mm-hmm. view.
Mm-hmm.
If they really want to do something with this, mm-hmm. go do it in Europe. There are still people there who are reaping benefits from what they did mm-hmm. 300 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
America? How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
The only people that you would say, okay, these are the people that you need to help alleviate their pain, their suffering, would be the Native Americans, mm-hmm. the indigenous people, or you know, the Indian nations. You can any way you want to put it, that would be non-offensive mm-hmm. is how I'm trying to do it here.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely find ways to alleviate their burden, open schools for them, give them opportunity. I 100% agree. But the colonization that happened overseas in Europe, I mean in Asia or in South America or in Africa was of a different kind.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree.
It was a different kind. And so I think the debate is much more than that, but I think people like them are definitely coming with that agenda, and it's a misunderstood agenda.
What do you think they gain? So what is the end goal of persecuting people whose ancestors took place in colonization?
Somehow their conscience is eased. Okay, their conscience has been troubled in those classrooms, in colleges, and universities. Their conscience have been purposely troubled. So doing this helps ease the conscience.
Hmm.
But what I say is don't do it here. Do it over there.
Right.
Do it in Europe. That's where it happened.
And maybe see if it works. Like you know, I mean, of course it's not going to work, but I'm saying use that as your like don't do it here.
They don't do that over there. No, Europeans don't allow that. Yeah, a little bit here and there. But guess what? Guess who they punish? It's like this. you're upset with your kid and you want to, you know, just whoop his behind for what he's done. And you're like, oh, I just catch that kid over there. That kid is over there like having a good old time, living it. And you walk over there, it's like start whooping him. It's like, because he did something wrong. I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, true. Yeah, go punish the Europeans, man. They're the ones that deserve it, ain't it?
Yeah. Dr. Shah, thank you so much for for that discussion. That's so helpful for us, especially as we're headed toward elections. And speaking of, as we're headed toward elections, make sure if you guys haven't already, get a copy of Dr. Shah and Nicole's new book, 30 Days of Praying for America. I promise you, this book will change the way you see our nation. It will change the way you see faith and politics together, and it will help you lift our nation and our leaders in prayer. It is available on Amazon. It's available anywhere books are sold. Make sure that you get a copy for you and for a loved one today.
Are we going to be back in here before Election Day? When is Election Day? On Tuesday? So we'll have one more episode.
Yeah, we'll have one more episode before Election Day.
It's coming. It's only in a couple of days. Yep. So now is the time. It's not too late to get this book.
That's right.
It's 30 days praying for America, but it's not just for Election Day. These prayers that you're going to be doing over 30 days, it's going to help you day by day by day.
John, anything you want to plug other than the book as we close our episode today?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. We've got,
or I guess you can plug the book if you want.
You can plug the book again, 30 Days Praying for America, Dr. Abaddon Shah and Nicole Shah, but also our debut album, Heaven Here and Now. It's available right now anywhere digital music is sold, Amazon, Spotify, Rhapsody, Kazaa, LimeWire. You can torrent it if you want. We're going to have some physical media soon, so I'll mail you a copy.
But are those websites still active?
No, not at all. So. I think they got taken down years ago. I hope.
Someone goes to visit Napster, they're like, it's a 404. I
hadn't thought about Napster. I never actually used Napster. But our album is available right now, so make sure you pick up your copy today. We want to put some of those songs on CCLI as well, so they'll be resources for you and your worship ministry.
That's right. Lots of great content coming your way next week. Make sure you guys tune in. We love you guys. We'll see you Monday on Clearview Today.